Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Gotcha. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of the Hoodoo Voodoo Education and Rootwork Spot. Yes, this is your host, Queen D, and I'm back. Wait a minute, that could be better. I'm back! Okay, I want to first thank all of my listeners, all of my followers, and all that support me. And I even thank the Snoopers. God bless you, Snoopers. I won't say anything else. Okay. This week's episode is a replay of something that I've talked about before. But first, we must go into real talk. I'm just going to spit it out, eyes on somebody else, what they have, what they are doing, and how they are doing it. You should keep your eyes on yourself, on your own thing, your own business. Because while you are doing this, you are missing out. You're neglecting things that you need to be doing in your life. And I'm going to say that again. You are neglecting things that you need to be doing in your life. Client Z gives me a call, and I bid you not. This is in reference to what I said just a few seconds ago. Has been a problem, but some of this was Client Z's fault, because Client Z was busy watching her neighbor, watching what they have, watching what they do, sitting at the window all day, and then problems started to come. When you have natural problems, then that's something that the majority of us do not mess with. You brought it on yourself. That's nothing that anybody can do. You have to go through that storm and give it to God, because all battles are His. Okay, I have said that. Let's get into worker and client relationships. You know, our work is very tiring sometimes. It's draining. Regardless of what you do, if you're just working the case or if you are giving your customer a reading, telling them what's going on and what needs to be done, it is draining. But workers, when you come across a client that is not taking in anything that you say, you need to free yourself of it. One that twists your words up, it's aggravating. One that asks the same question about 20 times. One question, 20 times. And each time you hear it, it is a different way. Leave it alone. Because that's wasting our time. We could be doing something else. Just like the snooper I was talking about, we sometimes waste our time. We want to help everybody. We can't help everybody. I had to learn that the hard way. Talking about me, I ain't learned it the hard way. No, you can't help everyone. No matter how bad you would like to. Okay, them, relationship-wise with man and woman or whatever you're doing, I want to tell you this. If you are with someone that does not want to hear Jesus' name, they don't want you to plead the blood of Jesus over a situation. They don't want you to say, oh, God bless. Then you need to slide away. See, my key word right now is away. Conflicts. You know, the minute that you come out of the church, you're in that building of worship, and you come out, the devil is going to attack you. So you have to be strong. The devil will send weak people to you, weak vessels, to try to destroy you, hinder you, all of the above. But you have to be strong and back away from this. That includes going places that you shouldn't go. Some people, even right down roads, they shouldn't even be on. Trying to help somebody else. No. You know, this is a problem. We live in a world today where we can't even shop in peace. We live in a world today but we can't tend to our yards in peace. You can't even sleep in peace because some people, every sound that they hear, they feel that someone is tampering with their yard, tampering with their property. And the ones that's doing it, how many are your enemies? I'm willing to bet everything that it's somebody you know. Jealousy is an ugly thing. And again, many people ask, why are they jealous of me? I don't have anything. Oh, it could be the way that you carry yourself. It could be a pair of shoes that they're jealous of. It could be your vehicle. It could be your voice. If your voice is beautiful, they may be jealous of that. Look, it's many, many things. You don't have to have riches for someone to be jealous of you. Then jealousy turns into hatred, where these jealous beings are setting traps for you. And you know what I'm saying when I say setting traps. Laying tricks so that you'll have confusion in your home. Laying tricks so that something will happen to you or your family members. Laying tricks do many things to you. That's where we come in. And this message is, listen, if you have to call us, don't come with, I know this, I know that. Let us tell you. And if we take your case, do exactly what we say. Because we are working for you. And this is a two-way thing. There is no one doing it on one side. There has to be something that the client has to do. Thank you. I got that out. Another thing. People, you have so many things that may be in your yard that you can use for protection, standing back evil, destroying evil. I'm going to the Pope group. The Pope root bears berries. The Pope root has leafy greens on it. Do you know, well, most of you know that those greens can be eaten. Greens, Pope salad. Okay, if ingested, the leaves, that cleanses your system out. It gives you a good cleanse. Okay, if the root is used, it is used to fight off evil. I'm not going to say how, but you can ask your worker about it. It is used to do that. Now, fenugreek is something that's rarely used, but I'm going to use it as an example. If we tell you to go get some fenugreek and you go and get parsley and tell the worker that you have gotten the fenugreek, you know what we're going to hear in a few days? Where everything is falling apart. Oh, but I need some help. No. We know that you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And we already know what the problem is. Some of us just sit back and let you talk. That's what that is. Because you should have done what you were supposed to do. Okay. For all of you that have been sick, ailing in the leg, arm, and everywhere else, you need to get checked. Go to a doctor like you usually do, and they're going to give you a name for it. They're going to come in with confusion. Okay, you have your next appointment. They couldn't give you a name then. They're going to put a name to it. Wake up and get yourself checked by one of us. Even if it's a palm reading from a palmist, get yourself checked. I think that I have put that out there very nicely because there's so many that's in the hospital or worse because of bad things. Now, I'm going to use this as an example. You know, a test question is, what is your favorite food? It's not spaghetti. It's not tiki. It is not Caesar salad. Your favorite food should be clean. When I mean clean, when I say clean, I mean without magical poisoning. Magical poisoning is a big thing. Yes, it can be put in your food, your drink, anything that's ingested, even in your footsteps, which leads me, when I say footsteps, staying away from places that people told you to stay away from. If someone asks you to leave their premises and you do not leave, that leads to trouble. As I have said in the past, you do not know who a person is, what they do, how they do it, or who they know. So that cuts it for the gossipers. Because when you gossip, there's always someone around to carry it back to the one that you are talking to. Or talking about. I'm sorry, I got that word mixed up. It must be the tiredness of crying. But we have to keep going. If we have these gifts, we have to keep going because that's what we're supposed to do. Now, I spoke about lodestones last week. Excuse me, everybody, I had to have something. Last week, that's lodestone. Okay, this week is white oak. White oak. And that's a white oak tree. I believe it's the nail, which you can use to clear yourself, but you can't use the oak by itself. It has to be used in combination with other things that you have to do. See, that's what I want to get out. when I give you information like this, some of the things cannot be used by itself. Yes, you can get white oak bark. You can get a piece of the white oak root. You can get the ball of the white oak tree. Still has to be used in combination of with, you know, in combination of other things that will enhance it. Now, this is a weak thing to use, but it's good to use in combination with other things. See, other jinx removing, hex removing, jinx killing properties, objects, roots, oils, goes with the white oak. Spider webs. Okay, I'm going to give you the whole thing on the spider web. Let's say you have a court case, whether you're suing someone, it's criminal, or anything. Find a spider web. Wrap that around your finger. The day of court. Okay, put pink around it. Rather, you can wrap pink string and get a pink band-aid. Have it on the right hand, on the fourth finger. Okay, you're holding your hand up. You're standing before the judge. You may have your hand at your face, but act as if you are dropping that hand beside you. It's true contact. Now, you can use Follow Me Boy oil on that, because that's used in a court case. When you do this, then everything goes in your favor. And how you use the Follow Me Boy oil, you anoint your forehead. It doesn't matter whether you use a cross or just dot it, but I'm willing to bet you anything. You come out of what you're going through on top. Now, that's victory. I hope that you got that one. If you didn't, you can always go back and replay this episode and get it. That is very helpful. I gave out a warning about glass. Now I'm going to give out a warning about people. When you have started your work, you are never to trust anyone in your presence again, in your yard. Especially if you're getting yourself unfucked. Watch them, yes. But any problems that they have, if they arrive 6 hours, up to 6 hours after you have started, those problems are going to try to jump on you. And you need to call us right away. This is no game. This is no trick. You need to. Now, I spoke of fenugreek earlier, but fennel and flax together can be put in a small bowl in your kitchen or put behind your stove to where your oven to prevent poverty. You will always have money in your pocket. Sometimes it might not be much, but you will always have it. You will not go hungry. And the same as with clove powder. I'm not going to give out the clove powder secret. If you want to know that secret, you can contact me or contact another worker if they know, if they're true. Okay, buying products that you really know nothing about, and that's a cult product. Please stop and give someone a call, even if you're not going to start a case. I'd rather for you to do that than to be in trouble. See, these things, the majority of the things that you order has to be anointed. Some has to be prayed over. Some have to sit for a while other things are being done to it. See, you do dangerous things when you order products because you will get yourself in a mess that no one can get you out of. I'm talking very easy, very light about these things because I want it to sink in. I don't want to just bombard you with it. I don't want to just rush it on you because I see a lot of this every single day where people have messed themselves up. And as for the skull, and I hope no one gets offended about the skull, but as for the skull, yes, there are real skulls that are used. In many cases, they are stolen out of graves. Now, if you're wise, you get in contact with somebody before you use it. If you're wise and you know what to do with it, you do what you have to do with this skull right away. And I'm talking to some of my mediums and other workers, other people with gifts. See, this cannot be learned from a CD, DVD, book, or some correspondence class. Because it's more than just hoodoo and voodoo. There's a whole list, and that list is about 5 miles long of magic that can be done. And some people, when they go after others, they use about 3 or 4 things. Sometimes they use 2. So that's something to think about. I'm really enjoying this today because I'm giving you something very helpful. I'm warning you of what may hurt you, and I'm telling you of what can help you. And one of the things that can help you, you think is harming you, is calling and asking a question, even if you don't start the case. And when you start the case, what will help you is you do what we say do. And don't think that you own it. We're not obligated to answer every time you call. There are many times that we are busy. We're not obligated to open the door at 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of us have the open door policy. Some of us don't. Having the open door policy is very frustrating, but some of us had it. I even do it from time to time. Well, we're getting close to the 20th of April, and all the stars are aligned. So you can look out for moodiness. You can look out for arguments. You can look out for good luck, good fortune. You can look out for everything. You can look out for new lovers. You can look out, women, for Polish sausages coming your way, like I have gotten complaints of this week. If you want a Polish sausage, well, more power to you. But be careful when you approach that sausage, please. Make sure it's not crazy. Make sure it's not infected. There's bad sausages out here, women. Okay. Now, like I said, we're getting near the 20th. Look for everything. And we're supposed to have a light meteor shower. And people don't believe in it. But when you wish upon that star, that shooting star, those wishes come. I have enjoyed this episode because I have given you so much. And people, every episode that I do, I really, really hope that you listen good because this is nothing to play with. Children are even into this. Some children are even after their parents. Now, cases like that I do not take if a child is going to call me and tell me they want to hurt their parents. But there are some people that will take these cases. that's sad in our world. Sacrificing animals is sad, too, but it's used, and then it forms a magic. I'm happy that I gave you the conjunctive that I did. It was on me to give it to you. Someone needs that conjunctive. And I'm happy to be the one to give it out. Oh, and another thing. People, this is not a time when you have a certain style. These days, you do your own thing. So do it. Don't worry about what people say. I was led to tell you that. Do it. If you want to wear bendy skirts, do it. If you want to wear jerseys, do it. Shorts, do it. Different hairstyles, do it. There is no certain style that you have to go by. You do yourself. And be proud of yourself. Don't be ashamed. And the fat thing, I want to bring that up. People are not teasing because of fat anymore. Those that tease because of your size, there's something on you that they like and they wish that they had. Even for smaller people, there's something on you that they like that they wish that they had. Now, I'm getting back to this. Please carry everything that I speak of in my episodes with you during the week, the rest of the weekend. Think about it. If anything, write it down. I'm not here to just beat around the bush. I'm not here to keep things from you. This is what I want. I want to speak of it. I want to tell you of it. And as for the other show that was flopped last week, but there will be one this week, an emergency show, because there's a lot of things that need to be spoken of. I'll probably do this every other week instead of every week. I finally made a decision. I know that you're wondering, but I'm going to do this. We're almost at the end of this episode. You know, I hope that everyone is blessed. And saying that, I hope that you're blessed all the time. But what I say at the end of my show, I hope the rest of your weekend is good. I hope that you are truly blessed during the week. You're truly blessed now because you have opened your eyes this morning and you are here to listen to the show. Well, I am so proud of the ones that I have worked with that have success. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your week. And if you have to, play this over again. And to everyone else that's debating whether to get work, if their situation is bad, you need it. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't wait till the last minute because it's going to be difficult. And sometimes results takes time. So we're at the end. I'm sorry. And I would like to congratulate a special family, my family, my mother that looks out for me, my mother that listens to me. I always do this. I love you, Mama, with all of my heart. Everybody, till next week. Goodbye.